Aggregate supply plans. After introducing the elements of supply plans, key capabilities and trade-offs with supply plans are addressed. Then product/brand management is revisited, this time from a supply perspective. The impact of new product introductions on supply is also covered. Supply plan elements. An aggregate supply plan includes the following supplements: production plan, inventory plan, resource plan, distribution plan. These supplements are addressed elsewhere in these materials. In addition to these supplements, a supply plan should have associated metrics and targets to ensure that performance can be measured and to determine which parts of operations are in control and which parts require adjustment. Key supply capabilities and trade-offs with supply plans. From the internal manufacturing or service supplier perspective, several major issues must be addressed in order to meet customer demand. Directing the flow of raw materials from suppliers to work in process through production and to finished product and delivery channels to customers. Identifying the delivery lead time customers are willing to accept. Deploying and using production resources, labor, equipment, technology. Having the right design and process to support the transformation process and/or service being offered. Identifying appropriate relationships with other parties in the supply chain, including outsourcing, arm's-length relationships, partnerships, alliances, and vertical/horizontal integration. There are trade-offs between what the manufacturer or supplier strives for and what the customer desires. Three areas that tend to conflict are customer service levels, the costs of production, and the investment in inventory. Objectives for customer service levels include acceptable lead times, product that is shipped complete and arrives on time without substitution. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines substitution as the use of a non-primary product or component, normally when the primary item is not available. Product of the right quality and at the right price. Objectives for the costs of production include minimizing the number of setups, longer production runs and high utilization, low cost of materials. Objectives for the investment in inventory include low amount of work in process, high turnover of inventory, faster throughput. For instance, say that a customer wants a lower product cost. This may require the manufacturer to schedule longer production runs to lower the per unit cost, which results in a buildup of finished goods inventory, which means that more money is tied up in those products. Or the manufacturer may buy large lot sizes to receive volume discounts, but may later face issues due to lower quality materials and undesirable variations in components. If the items are unusable, the manufacturer or supplier may have to source alternatives or replacements, which will delay the filling of customer orders and be at odds with the objective of delivering the right product at the right time. One way to diminish these conflicts is for the manufacturer to use demand-driven planning and its subset, demand-driven material requirements planning, or DDMRP, Lean or Theory of Constraints manufacturing practices. These typically help producers create cost-efficient products while meeting other key performance objectives like speed, quality, dependability, and flexibility. The tactical planning process of S&OP enables an organization to balance customers and manufacturers/suppliers' competing objectives and resolve conflicts. Product/brand management from supply perspective. Exhibit 2-14 revisits the product lifecycle as it relates to market growth and market share. This time we will look at how the supply plan needs to be responsive to information on changes in demand for products and services. Exhibit 2-14, Product Lifecycle and Market Growth versus Market Share. Source, Ross, Distribution Planning and Control, 3rd edition. If it is determined that a product has transitioned into a new lifecycle stage, the next step is to decide what changes need to be made to the production and supply chain strategies. The production strategy would need to ramp up capacity in the early stages, make production more efficient in the mature stage, and shift either to lower capacity or a different manufacturing environment, for example, make to order in maturity or decline. Manufacturing environments that enable fast changeovers could enable fulfilling demand for products still in growth or maturity, or to help introduce a new product if it is capable of being produced on the same line. The supply channel structure will start out as minimal during introduction, become more and more complex through growth and maturity, and then need to be made much less complex during decline. For example, rather than stocking a retail item in stores, The product could be sold only online so that inventory is carried in only one or a few distribution centers. Note that the most difficult part of arranging the supply chain is actually during the growth phase. This is because demand may be very irregular, especially considering that forecasts may lack reliable data. If a services review indicates that certain services are less in demand, the supply plan might determine ways to alter the services to increase customer satisfaction with them. For example, this might involve changing bulk purchase discounts to match changes in transportation capacity. During the decline phase of a service, that service may need to be offered in more cost-effective ways. Services may become saturated, become order qualifiers rather than winners. So to keep a competitive advantage, new services will need to be developed on a regular basis. However, services have an advantage in that they can be quickly developed at a low cost, unlike new product introduction. Impact of new product introductions on supply. As with any change, a new product introduction requires close collaboration with the S and OP process to be successful. As part of the planning, the organization needs to include the new product in demand planning, forecasting, supply management, and production scheduling. The level of investment required for new product introduction is very high and remains high during the growth phase of the product lifecycle. If the NPI is a replacement for a product in the decline phase, there needs to be a transition strategy that provides enough time to build or acquire the production capacity, for example, capital equipment, develop or alter related software, and provide operator and manager training. The plan also needs to determine what to do with the old equipment, such as to sell or repurpose it. From a supply chain perspective, the task is to sell off or eliminate the old inventory, sometimes called dead stock, from the entire distribution pipeline. Ideally, this process can be planned to occur without incurring substantial losses or write-offs. One example is sale of the goods to a discount retailer specializing in low-demand inventory. In addition to outsourcing sales, the organization could outsource service related to the product. If sales and marketing are kept in-house, marketing might use the same marketing expenditure to advertise clearance prices for the old inventory while also promoting the features of the new product. In other cases, to reduce market confusion, there will need to be a window where one product is discontinued before the new product is introduced.